listening to another Netcast production brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at fancypantsgangsters.com. Because those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet.
In part by HopChart.com. I'm Dave. With me, as always, is my co-host Evan.
What? No. Did you leave your thesaurus at home?
I got food in my hand. I can't be creative and eat at the same time.
I'm more worried about where your other hand is right now.
It's on the table. In your drink, though. I actually stuck my entire fist into your beer. We got a couple odd looks, but it was okay.
Yeah, well.
We are at Sakana Sushi in beautiful downtown Wayzata. We're down by the lake. I don't even call this downtown.
Yeah, this isn't downtown.
But we're down by the lake in Wayzata. It's warmed up slightly. We're kind of happy about that.
I'm wearing my light coat.
We're both wearing our light coats.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Sakana is built into a strip mall.
It is a strip mall, yes.
Just right off of Lake Street. If you are familiar with the area, we are down the street from Blue Point restaurant and across the street from Sunsets in Wayzata, and just over your, or I'm staring straight at it, is beautiful Lake Minnetonka.
What was it, the serene shores of, or pristine shores of Lake Minnetonka, something like that?
Cleanse yourself in the waters of Lake Minnetonka.
What waters? I thought there was an adjective before.
No, I think there is. I just can't remember what it is.
Oh, well. I really need to see that movie.
God, you really do. You can't...
Okay, I'll let you besmirch me and then...
Here's the thing. You're a musophile. You're into music. Yeah, it's the worst take ever.
Yeah.
But... And you're into local music.
To a degree, yeah.
To a degree. Yeah, you've never seen Purple Rain.
There's a simple reason for that. Prince, I could take or leave. I realize that that is blasphemy in some circles.
Most circles.
But, I don't mind him. I mean, I certainly wouldn't...
I don't like his recent stuff at all.
Okay.
But that, I'm just talking about that whole, the Purple Rain soundtrack was fantastic. I'd even go with Graffiti Bridge was a good soundtrack.
See, I hate the song Purple Rain. It's a bad song.
But the rest of the album's pretty good.
I'm sure it is. You know, and I'm sure it's fine. And I don't mind him. But him being or not being in a movie... bearing for me.
The thing is, you can't take it with... He's terrible in the movie. The movie's terrible. I mean, it's a really bad movie. But the songs are good, and it's got Morris Day and the motherfucking time.
Yeah.
It. So it gets points on merit just right off the bat.
Yeah. No, I'm not opposed to watching it, but it's...
Morris Day's the villain in it. It can't get much better. That defines a perfect movie.
I'm gonna commit further film watcher blasphemy with this. It's kind of like Shawshank Redemption for me.
I'm not gonna argue this with you.
Well, no,
I didn't like Shawshank.
No, it's got nothing to do with the quality of the movies.
Yeah.
But it's more. Every time I don't like seeing movies for the first time on TV.
Okay.
And yet I've never. Been in the mood like I really want to watch Shawshank Redemption.
I'm totally getting you Purple Rain on DVD
and
for your wedding,
and that's fine.
That's all I'm getting you though.
That's all you're getting me. It's still gonna have the $2 for $5 sticker on it, and I'm not gonna
from
get the, whatever the, whatever the second one is
from Cheapo. Nice. Yeah, I'm keeping the other one.
Nice. You're real.
I'm the best man ever.
You are. No, it's just I've never been like in that mood where it's like screw it, I'm gonna.
Yeah, it is. It's along the same lines. Okay. And this is the worst segue ever.
All right.
Of The Godfather, that you have to make a commitment to watching it.
And another movie I haven't seen, right. So, you know.
It, maybe it's one of those things that you just need to take a weekend and watch The Godfather
well,
and Purple Rain in the same sitting.
That is a film festival right there.
Critic ever. Yeah.
That is a festival right there.
I made myself sick on that.
Although I did recently sign up for Netflix.
Did you?
So this might be
the most expensive version, because I know how you could burn through movies.
I just did the streaming only.
Okay.
So, which is the cheapest, but in a sense, it is the most.
Have you used it yet?
I have.
Because there's not a whole lot of choices in the streaming.
There's enough.
There's not a whole lot.
There's enough for me. You know?
It's a stretch.
I put, like, you know, in my first kind of pass, I put maybe 15, 20 movies in my instant queue. So, I mean, you know, I finally watched a movie in whole.
Wow.
On Saturday morning. Saturday morning has become...
It's your movie night?
That's become my movie. No, it has, because I get up so goddamn early.
Right.
You know, I'll get up at 5 in the morning on a Saturday.
That's... Well, I get
because,
up at 7 on
yeah,
Saturday.
Yeah, because that's just... My body's like, it's time to get up.
Yeah.
And, you know, I do play video games and stuff like that, but it's become this is my time, I'm going to watch a movie.
It's me time.
Yeah, you know. So, I finally sat down and watched a movie on Netflix. Worked fine.
Yeah.
I'm kind of digging it. I'm starting to delve into the Netflix phenomena, like just the how it works and how you do certain things
and
one thing I noticed, there's no way to clear your history.
Oh god.
Well, no, I found that interesting,
and then it makes recommendations off of your history too.
It only makes recommendations of stuff you've rated. Okay. As far as I know.
Okay.
But no, I just and I don't have any reason to. But I found that interesting, that there's no way to clear your history. No. So.
There's always a reason to clear your history, Evan.
Well, yes.
What was it?
No.
What was it? What was the movie?
No, there was... No, there was not. What I was doing was I was looking through...
If you like this, you might like this.
No. But I was looking through the FAQ, because I want to, you know, see what I can expect.
Right.
And I noticed that there was a question about clearing your history. I'm like, that's odd that someone would ask how you clear your history.
Well, that usually means...
Well, it's not like they offer porn.
No.
Yet.
Yet, exactly. That's simply just down the line.
Yeah.
We're not that far off.
Yeah. Although I think the economy of scale, if you did porn on a monthly basis... Just, there's no way they would go for it.
The amount of free porn that's out there, you couldn't.
Well, no, I'm not talking that.
I don't even know why people pay for porn.
No, but what I'm talking about is like when you see those situations where you have like the studios,
yeah,
like the porn studios where they're putting out some sort of streaming idea, you know, some sort of concept like that. It's always by the minute.
Okay.
Which makes sense for porn, because porn is something that you can watch in 5 to 10 minutes. Or 2 if it's been a while. You know?
I'm in and out there in 30 seconds. So,
yeah, sometimes you don't make it through the credits. You know? Not even Naked Woman up there, just the names. Just, you're done. But... wow.
It's sad because it's
true. I can't see the studios going for like a Netflix model.
No.
Because they're gonna lose money on it.
No.
And if you think Netflix is having bandwidth issues now, you throw a couple big porno studios in.
Netflix with 3 X's at the end.
Nice, I like that. Why has no one done that?
I don't know, but I think we need to buy that domain.
Yeah, buy that domain name here. No, I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying the Netflix so far. I haven't used it at work yet. I think that will be the true test.
That's so close to being done at this point.
See, I'm like you. I'm not trying to get fired.
I'm not trying to get fired. I'm just very bored with my job, and I hate my boss. And I can say that because they're not listening.
Watch, this is the episode that he'll listen.
No, I don't even know if he knows how to run an iPod. honestly, the guy is as dumb as a post. I don't care.
Just don't care anymore.
I don't care.
You know, we haven't talked about what we're eating. Yeah.
We've
been talking about porn.
We've been talking about porn things.
Porn things. Well, we started off because we got here at the very tail end of happy hour.
Right.
So, not wanting to ruin our meal
right.
with happy hour stuff because it was very limited. We went with the happy hour gyoza. What?
Nothing. Continue, my friend.
Dude, she's like 14.
She's not 14. But she was enough to distract you.
No, what it was is just like any other time we have a waiter here. I hate talking about the food when there's staff within earshot.
I'll allow it.
Anyway, we went with the happy hour gyoza. What'd you think?
It was good for the two pieces that I had out of the six there, Holmes.
I love gyoza.
I know you do, but so do I.
Yeah,
share,
you know what? And
share alike.
Yeah, but there's a lot of things coming up here that you're going to have a lot more of than I will. So.
Really?
Yeah, I think
what?
So. I'm not a big spicy tuna guy, or a spicy sushi guy.
That's the only spicy thing that we got.
I'm just saying, there are some things that you will have more of than I am. That's my only thesis.
You're going to do the flying fish roll.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with the roll.
Okay.
Yeah, so. But, no, the gyoza was very good. It was almost a little overdone.
I like it, though. I like it. I like a little crunch on there.
I don't mind crunch, but I got a couple tough bits.
I guess I didn't taste it enough. So.
You didn't have enough, yeah.
I didn't get to savor.
You're very bitter about this.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time you've hogged all the food, so.
Yeah, I'm over it.
I know you are.
It took me a second, but I got over it.
I know you are.
But we're also drinking.
We are drinking.
That's appropriate. I'm now, I think, on my third straight week of beer.
Good for you. Good for you.
Like a reverse alcoholic. I have my three-week chip for having beer.
We're so proud.
I'm rocking the Sapporo. One thing I will say about this place, unlike a lot of the Japanese places that we've been to, the drink selection is fairly small.
Yeah. I think it's indicative of the space.
Yeah, and it's Wayzata.
Yeah, they're not going to do something really creative out here. You're going to do... They're doing the standbys.
Mm-hmm.
Some wines, some different sakis, and...
But you only get the hot sake.
They had cold on there.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, they did.
No, I know I didn't see it.
And the happy hour.
Oh, and the happy hour was
because we did do the happy hour drinks.
Oh, I did not see cold sake, so I apologize.
But they do some martinis, and they do...
Excuse you, sake-tinis.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Which is an abomination. But
probably is. I've never had one before, so...
I like sake too much not to mix it with shit.
I'm a little jealous at your Sapporo.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, the last time I had a Sapporo, it was $11.
Where did you go?
I went to Seven Sushi for the Super Bowl.
Well, that was your first freaking mistake.
No, because the sushi was all you could eat for $30.
I know, but... which is, again...
The Bud Light was $3.95. Same size.
Okay, yeah, you got...
was $11.
Yeah, you got screwed on that one.
Okay. And I bought it at the bar, which means I had a dollar tip on top of it. So it was a $12
bottle of Sapporo. Yeesh. And while I do enjoy Sapporo, it is not a $12 beer.
No.
Did you see? Speaking of speaking of expensive beer,
right?
It's probably gone by now, knowing his clientele. But did you see that Four Firkins got a bottle each of? Oh crap! It's like Dead Dog, or it's a Scottish or a British
Dead Dog. Sign me up.
No, they do the hardcore IPA and the punk IPA and those. It's a Scottish or British brewery, they had two super like extreme beers
okay.
that apparently a case of six was released to the entire state of Minnesota.
Really?
And Alvy got one of each. One was called Tactical Nuclear Penguin, which was a 32% alcohol stout.
My penis hurt.
And then the other one they got, and that was $80 for a bottle, for a 350 milliliter bottle.
I'm sure they sold out of it.
Well, he only got one, so right. It only takes one. But I'm sure they got it. The other one he got was one bottle, again, 350 milliliters. So they're Sink the Bismarck. 43% IPA.
How much does that go for?
It was 120, was that. Just have liquor.
Right, exactly. Why are you working so hard?
Yeah.
You a dish?
Oh, sure. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Yeah, it's just like, why? Why?
Yeah, that's, you know, overkill. Exactly. Just have liquor.
Just have, yeah.
I would much rather have a $140 bottle, and God forgive me for saying this.
Uh-huh.
I'd rather have a $140 bottle of wine, or champagne, or whiskey, or,
sure,
or rum,
yeah,
than a $140 bottle of beer. For me, beer is, it's open, you gotta drink it.
Mm-hmm.
If I get a $140 bottle of wine or any of the above, I can put a cork on it and still enjoy it.
You can cork beer.
You can cork beer, but
Your mileage is much less.
Exactly. Exactly. You've opened Pandora's box at this point.
Yeah. I don't know. To me, there's nothing wrong. Like, I love good beer. I mean, if you've listened to the show before, you know, we're both fans of good beer.
Right.
But
that's past.
I'm not arguing that it's not worth that, you know, because, you know,
right,
you know, and, you know, it's worth what it's worth, and I'm sure someone bought it. So, like, it's clearly they're pricing it right. If they think they can price it at that and it's going to sell, then great for it.
Right.
But to me, beer is kind of like candy,
right,
in that you get diminishing returns the fancier you get.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Well, take this. I want to hear where you're going with this candy analogy.
Well, I mean, there's candy, but, you know, there isn't a significant difference between really, really good candy and movie theater candy. But there is a...
What would be really good candy?
I'm talking, like, you know, if you go, like, the chocolate route, I mean, you're talking like hardcore, like, Belgian chocolate,
okay,
shit,
okay,
you know, imported from, you know, France.
All right.
I would also make an argument.
I was thinking, like, is there some sort of, like, limited edition Sour Patch Kids that you...
No, but I would call that as, like, movie. But, I mean, there's high level, like gummies, like gummy bears.
There is?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, and they're fucking fantastic. It was a Canadian candy maker, and they do they're like fruit jellies. They're closer to like a fruit jelly.
Okay.
Which is it's a little more.
I don't like fruit jellies, so
they don't have as much a spring back as like a gummy would.
That I actually know what product that is that actually makes them do that, but I can't remember off the top of my head.
It's probably the gelatin.
Well, there's pectin. Pectin. Thank you.
But I had some Canadians. I wish I could remember the name. It was like 10 years ago, but I still remember them.
Strange.
Yeah. So, I mean, but there isn't a significant difference. Whereas with wine and liquor, there is a significant difference between the $10 bottle and the $110 bottle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And maybe this is a palate thing. Maybe I'm wrong, and I'd love to hear, you know, if... Yeah, I'd love to hear that I'm wrong on this.
You know, I've had things like the Utopias.
Mm-hmm. So have I.
And I don't like it enough. That's my thing. I want to be able to take... Like, I've had the different types of Johnny Walker.
Mm-hmm.
I've had all those different types and just bought a glass of it and paid the price for it.
Yeah.
But it would be something that I would invest... If I had $140 that I had to invest into something alcoholic, I'd lean more towards that.
Can you really call it investing at that point?
If you're buying a Blue Label Johnny Walker, you're investing. That's like $1,500.
Well, to me, investing is more you plan on selling it later.
Okay.
But I mean, I get your point. I get your point. Yeah. But I'm just, you know, I'm quibbling over terminology.
You are. You are. Yeah. It's that whole opening the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
I got to go back to that point in that when you open up the bottle, it's like driving a car off the lot. The minute you drive a car off the lot,
it's no longer new.
It's no longer new, and it instantly decreases in value.
Yeah.
I mean,
now you mentioned champagne. Now to me, the big problem with recorking beer is the bubbles. To me, champagne should have the same problem.
It does. My thing is on that is that champagne is a bit more accessible. I think that, you know, when you're buying a high-dollar bottle of champagne,
yeah,
or spending that same amount.
Holy God.
Sweet mother God. Crap.
So, yum-yum, okay. Spider, spiced tuna, and then scallop, yellowtail, the Suzuki, and then Hokkaido, and then Hamago, and Tobiko.
Awesome.
All right.
Oh, good?
That's beautiful. Very good. Thank you. You got to get a picture of this. We'll both try to get a picture of this.
So sushi's gone.
and so have we.
Yeah. I did a little bit. We got a mess of sushi. What did you get?
Well, we both kind of got stuff. Just to go through the a la carte stuff we got... Well, actually, you would know better than I did, but what I got, I chose the Yum Yum Roll.
Yum Yum Roll.
The Yum Yum Roll, which is this glorious rank of beauty right here. Shrimp tempura with cream cheese, cucumber inside, and then topped with eel and avocado.
Makes my heart hurt just thinking about it.
Yeah, it looks kind of amazing.
You're gonna share, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. And then we also got the spider roll, which is deep fried soft shell crab, which I think is just those two.
Yeah, nope, it's here over, and then this is spicy food.
Oh, okay, so this is just the ends right here?
Take that back. This is spider, this is spicy tuna here. These look the same.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, these look the same.
That's why you confused
me. I'm sorry.
Okay, anyway, they got deep fried soft shell crab, cucumber, avocado, and tobiko, which is a... Flying fish roe.
And while we're on that subject, we actually did get a flying fish roe roll.
A roll.
Well, I want to say it's nigiri, but it's not. No.
It's more of a maki.
They have those little tiny ones.
Oh, fucking them.
Okay.
I'm not one for ceremony.
To be a bit more effective. We got tamago, which you're a big fan of.
I love tamago.
Because that will ruin my night, pretty much.
It's because you are weak of constitution.
I think it's an egg allergy.
Probably.
Surf clam, maguro, yellowtail, scallop. All looks very, very good. You're making a mess already.
I am.
Because your chopstick skills are not
me.
Up to par.
My God, the downside of tamago is it doesn't hold up to
anything
really.
Look at that! You just made a complete mess here.
I did.
You're like a child.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So how is your tamago?
Having serious fucking issues. Tamago is very good. It's let me rephrase that. It's not very good. It's good. It's not as spiced as I normally like, because normally they add I don't know exactly what they add to it, but it normally has some sort of kind of brown sugar notes to it. But I mean, it's fine. It's not the best I've ever had, but it's serviceable.
You completely made a mess. Good Lord, my friend. Good God. So I just had the surf clam. It's a bigger piece of surf clam than I'm not used to,
mm-hmm.
but I like it. It's got good texture. It's softer than what I've had before. The surf clam that I've had at other sushi places around town has been a bit on the tough side.
Okay.
Now, you've done that. What you just did, you've done it for as long as I've known you. Because I was there when I took your sushi for virginity.
Uh-huh.
Is that you have this technique where you smell the sushi before you eat it.
Yeah, so?
Instead of just popping it in your mouth.
I like to savor it a little bit here.
Okay.
Is that so wrong?
A little.
And in my defense, that first time I figured you were going to booby trap me.
Why would I booby trap you?
You did booby trap me.
How?
Oh, just take a pinch of that green stuff. Just put it right in your tongue. It'll be fine. That is a booby trap. That is a classic booby trap, my friend.
Yeah. Oh my. Okay, I was wrong. This actually is the...
that the spicy?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think. Because I just had the spider roll.
Yeah.
So, I'll try this then.
I just had this yum yum roll.
Yeah. Is it yummy?
It is indeed. My very first thought was, this sushi reminds me of the state fair, which is bizarre to say. But
okay,
it's
now I gotta try those.
But it's you get the crunch of that tempura,
mm-hmm.
and then you have the kind of smokiness with the eel sauce and then the creaminess with the cream cheese and the avocado.
Okay.
There's a lot going on there. It's all very, very good.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I think. I think of
is
the state fair. No, I don't think so at all. Yeah, you go right ahead.
Does it need a soy sauce dip?
I didn't have one.
Okay.
So.
Ching ching.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna try the spider roll here.
Oh, you were spot on that one.
I know.
You're completely spot on with that cake. Matter of fact, if they had that sticker, I'd totally
eat it.
Yeah.
That is fantastic.
That was very good.
That spider roll is spicier than I thought it would be.
It's got a little bit of spice in it.
Got a little bit of kick.
Tuna rolls would be bad.
Yeah.
It's spicy, but...
Yeah. I'm going to have another one of these yum yum rolls here.
That's very good.
For having a dumb name, it's damn good.
Terrible name. Terrible name.
Yeah.
Alright, I'm going to do the flying fish roll. This is one of my favorites, and it's become one of my favorites.
Okay.
In recent memory.
Not recent memory,
that's the worst way to put it. Recent experience has become one of my favorites. I had another sushi restaurant in town, which I hope to eventually will do a show from. They have a California roll, but it's made with escalar, which is a fatty tuna.
Okay.
And it's very good, but they do a tobiko is like heavily mixed into the wrap, into the rice, and it's very good. And it's just a change in texture that I like quite a bit. So I'm excited to have this. How did you like the circle?
A little rubbery for me. You know, granted, I'm not a big clam guy, so.
Yeah. I like the tobiko because it gets stuck in my teeth.
You're very attractive right now.
Not trying to impress you.
You should be.
We should try after that.
I'll try.
Well, you should try that. But could then go from there to the scallop.
Which one's the scallop? The one on the end?
Yep, the one on the end.
Okay.
It'd be just a crazy change in textures for you. You're a mess.
What the fuck, man?
You need a fork.
God damn. Well, here's my problem with the tobiko. Right before I basically ate it ass first. So I spilled it. I spilled my tobiko. Mm-hmm. I'm really living up to the stupid American.
You really are. I can never take you to Japan.
Yeah.
Not only that, you hold your chopsticks like a princess.
Am I not supposed to? This is how I learned how to do it.
You choke way down on it. You get more leverage if you're back here. You actually get better movement and better grip.
Alright.
You can do it whatever way you want.
I'm clearly having issues holding my chopsticks anyway, so... I'm opening up
this loose.
Apparently. Yeah, I'm not a... Yeah, Tobiko holds nothing for me.
Really? That's...
I think the texture's goofy.
See, I like the texture. I like it
it's
when
just,
the...
It's like...
I like the eggs a lot.
It's just like sand. It's like, I don't want sand on my sushi.
It's a...
But it's not something I want at all. So... Just to give people an update, we did the registering last week. Yeah, went through that.
You give me something to do this weekend.
Yeah. We did the Macy's first.
Did you play a lot? Did you play the game?
I know. I ended up having fun.
Good.
You know, but.
I had visions of you being a grumpy guest the entire time.
I became that, but that's only because we've been doing it for 4 hours at that point. And it's just like,
it's like playing 4 hours of Super Market Sweeps. How could you not like that?
We only picked about 70 things. So, and again, we're not picking everything.
Okay.
We picked specific things.
Okay.
There was no overlap at all.
Okay.
Why? What is your problem?
No, it's each their own technique. Now, granted, my marriage failed.
Yeah.
So, you always have a leg up there.
Try the scallop.
Scallop for me is definitely one of those ones you have to hold in your hand. Mm. It's one of my favorites. I really like that one.
Ooh, that has some wasabi in it.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting that.
They put a little bit more wasabi in the scallop. Or Hotakai, as it's known. And I did pronounce that right.
Okay.
Because the scallop itself does not have a whole lot of fishy qualities to it.
Okay.
It's
very
wet.
Lame.
It's wet. I mean, there's a certain amount of wetness to it, so.
See, now, I am not a nigiri fan.
Okay.
I'm not.
We could have gotten some sashimi.
I don't like sashimi either.
So what do you like?
I like the maki rolls.
Okay.
I like rolls.
You like stuff.
I like stuff.
That's the thing. It goes back to your whole thing about I want stuff.
I want stuff.
All right.
And so, I mean, I got nothing against, you know, nigiri or sashimi or any of that stuff. But to me, I'm not into simple flavors so much.
Really?
I think this is just... It's
an extension of an ongoing argument.
I think
it's everything here.
Very good.
Great. Thank you.
You're good. I think it's my ADD kicking into my palate.
Oh yeah.
No, I'm completely serious. Where it's
I
just,
am it, too.
Yeah, it's just I need a lot going on. Otherwise, I get bored. And yes, I can get bored that quickly. The yum yum roll?
I should not like those.
There's a lot going on though.
I should not like that as much as I do.
I'm gonna try this this thing. Just cleaning it up before
I saw that. Oh, spicy tuna roll got the kick to it too.
Well, it does have spicy in the name.
Right.
But getting back to the trying to eat with my mouth open here. Going back to the registering, the one sort of fight, and I hate to call it that, but because it wasn't really that much.
Most people call it a disagreement. A quarrel?
It wasn't. No, the quarreling was later. But where I got into it, and this should come as no shock to you because we had almost the identical argument. in the car last week. I have a weird attachment to things.
I'm gonna enjoy this conversation.
And I was also raised in the Depression. So when things are still good, I see no reason to replace them. So when the whole thing about...
Is this an appliance?
It was not appliances, no, because we actually didn't... We registered for very few appliances.
Dishes?
It was dishes.
I knew it. What's wrong with the stuff that we have? Right?
Exactly. And, it wasn't so much the, let's not register for that, it's more the... Just pick what you want. I don't care.
Oh.
I never said that. I never said that. But no, it was just like, you know, give me suggestions. I will give you... Let me phrase it this way. Pick what you want and I will comment on it, but I'm not going to put forth any suggestions. Because my stake in it is very low, because as far as I'm concerned, we have cups and plates and all that stuff.
Did you ever come across someone that you really liked and then actually didn't interject something? It's like... Yeah, I really like that.
Oh, yeah, but not in the dishes realm.
Okay. What realm did that fall into? Because that was something I was trying to get to last week.
And then, as well as the appliances.
See?
I think the only thing I was really... was really interested in. Because, I mean, it was all cool stuff, and we're going to get some, like, a... We don't have, like, an electric skillet, so we're going to register for one of those. I registered for a soda maker.
Oh, I'm totally buying that for you.
Yeah. And,
is that the one you see on the SE and TV all the time?
I don't know if it's the same one, but I'm sure it's a similar idea. But, God, I even got row on the seat.
You're a mess.
God damn.
You're like a child.
That stuff, but, like... Pots and pans and shit like that.
You don't get
care. I don't care.
Even though you use them like on a daily basis.
Exactly. And meaning I already have one.
But you're also becoming an accomplished cook. Somewhat.
Sure. But I already have one. The only real cooking implement that I gave a shit about was we got a bigger Santoku knife.
That's important.
Although we have nowhere to put it.
In a sheath.
But yeah, like, you know, we got casserole dishes, and we got a Dutch oven, and we got all this stuff.
That's important.
That's fine. But everything we can do in those stuff, we can do with what we've got.
But you can do better in this stuff.
Prove it. That's my point.
I think you'll be surprised.
I'm not against it.
No, especially something like what you just mentioned, the Dutch oven.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is a definite difference between a Dutch oven and just a regular casserole dish. There's definite differences, and I think you'll notice that right away.
And that may be. But a lot of the time it was more just the, I'm not paying for it. That was what I had to keep telling myself. Because right. If I was paying for it, I wouldn't have registered for 90% of the stuff we registered for. You know?
And I think that was the point I brought up. You know, this is more... Again, it's not about you. It's about people showing you how much they love you in monetary form. In gift form. Well, no, but... And that is true to a certain extent. Obviously, if somebody is a little hard-pressed for money, they're still going to want to get you a nice gift.
Yeah.
But to their level.
Yeah. Yeah, and we got a nice range of stuff. So... I don't know. I've gotten.
I'm happy that you played the game.
It wasn't even playing the game. It was more just, you know, it's something you gotta do, and you know.
It's part of the fuss.
It is, and that's part of my problem.
I know, but I'm glad that you were accepting of being part of the fuss.
Yes.
I'm very happy. I'm actually, I'm beaming a little bit.
Oh well, good.
It might be the sake.
Probably.
But it's nice to know that you're warming to that. You're not all the way in the game. You're kind of like, you know, if somebody's going to pick me on their side, I'll play. But But if not, I'm just going to sit this one out.
Yeah, that's pretty much where I'm at right now. And, but it's, part of it is just, I'm happy with what we've got.
I know you are. I know you are. But it's okay to have new stuff. It's okay, Evan. It's okay.
Yeah, I know.
And it's really not a battle worth fighting either.
No, I'm not fighting it. You know, if I was fighting it, then there'd be issues.
Right.
But, and I'm not even that upset about it. It's more I'm not into it.
I know.
Yeah.
But you'll fake it well. And
I enjoyed picking stuff out. You know, because like we did the luggage and we did the...
See, that's, I like that stuff, right? That's stuff you can use. Have you guys picked out a honeymoon yet?
It depends. I think what the plan is right now is we're probably going to do something, go to somewhere for a few days, and then later on, probably next summer, do something proper.
Go overseas or something like that?
I would love to, but it is fucking expensive.
Yeah.
And I also made a promise to myself years ago that when I finally do fly international...
It's going to Japan?
No, it's first class.
Oh, really?
Because I'm not sitting in coach for 17 hours. But if you've ever looked at what a first class ticket to Japan is...
Yeah.
Just guess. Just guess.
It's like $5,000. It's like $5,500.
$14,000.
Because my mom's ticket to Australia...
Let me eat this last one.
My mom's ticket to Australia, which she used a combination of vouchers and frequent flyer miles for.
Mm-hmm.
She was actually flying first class to Australia, which I think might be the smartest thing because it's like a 20-hour.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's still... It's like $5,500. Now, granted, she has the miles to cover it.
Mm-hmm.
As she put it, I wouldn't be doing it, doing first class, had I not had the miles.
Oh, yeah.
So. Still, my God. And it is that's a once in a lifetime type of deal.
Exactly.
If you're gonna, I agree. If you're gonna be in a metal tube for that long, you might as well be comfortable.
Exactly. And you know, I'm a big dude, so I take up a lot of space.
You do.
You know.
And I mean that in the nicest way possible.
Well, I'm tall.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm shaped like a moose, so antlers and all.
How do you duck underneath the overhead bin?
I don't know how much you've been in my basement.
Yeah.
But I'm just a hair under 6'1".
Yeah. I suppose you haven't gotten killed.
And all the door frames in the basement are at about 6'1.5".
When we were moving you in, I hit my head.
Yeah. And you're shorter than I am.
Yeah, I'm like an inch shorter than you.
Yeah. So
I hit my head hard too.
Yeah, I've done that on more than one occasion. And yeah, it's no fun. No fun at all. But no, like, the luggage was like, that was when my spirit just kind of gave up.
Accept it.
Because it's like, I've got luggage. I don't need luggage.
Right, but now you have new luggage. You can get rid of the old luggage.
See, but again, there's a part of me that thinks to myself, that is what is wrong with the world.
Well, you could give the luggage to somebody who needs luggage.
Yeah, but
think of it that way. Think of all the stuff that you can donate to Goodwill.
Here,
look at that.
That is a thought.
I'm trying to be, and
that's fine. But you're dealing with a very broken psyche here.
Broken man.
I'm a broken man. I form attachments to things.
Not surprising.
I feel like I'm somehow dishonoring my luggage by giving it away when it's perfectly fine. And I realize that sounds stupid.
It is stupid. That's how I feel. Doesn't have feelings.
In my head, it does.
Or cares, or thoughts. It's inanimate.
Just saying.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
But no, I mean, like when we did Macy's and Target. Target, I did some. Did a bunch of Blu-rays, just for easy choices. But again, it was anything I would really want is too expensive. No.
Did you do like Blu-ray sets or anything like that?
No, I didn't even do that.
So that's what I would.
Yeah. I can't think of a set of movies that is out on Blu-ray together that I would want.
Really? Okay. It'd be nice if you could register online or something like that.
You can.
Well, I'll tell you, like, Amazon.com.
You can. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sure, register there. There's plenty of Blu-ray sets on there.
But, no, I'm not saying that... I'm not saying that Target didn't have it. I'm saying there's none that exists.
Okay.
You know, or if they do, like, I wouldn't mind the Battlestar Galactica Blu-ray set, but that's a $250 set.
Somebody might buy that for you. Not me.
Yeah.
I don't like you that much.
I know.
Right.
If someone's going to drop $250, here's what I want. Okay, and here's for you web entrepreneurs out there. Here's the idea. Okay? A registry for services. And I talked a little bit, I might have talked about this last week, I don't know. But here's the thing, I don't need stuff.
You want stuff done.
Exactly.
I can understand that.
You know, I want to...
A room painting.
I want to rewire my house. I want to, you know, finish the basement.
Right.
I want to redo the plumbing upstairs. There's all this stuff I want to do.
Right. No, I get what you're saying.
You get a bunch of people together. You get a bunch of contractors. They can set themselves up. You know, you do basically kind of gift certificates, some sort of pay system.
Yeah. I get what you're saying.
In fact, if you're a programmer out there, contact me. We'll get this to work.
Idea. It's not a bad idea.
Because especially you know, nowadays where you're getting... I don't know how much I should be talking about this, because the more I think about it, the more I really want to do it. But nowadays, you know, a perfect example... I'm good.
You are?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
All right.
I think I had about a half a box of cream cheese.
You really did this. I had like two pieces of that.
Yeah.
There's like 10 pieces.
Yeah, yeah. So
you should be clinically dead.
I probably should be. But no. A perfect example. A couple that Heather works with. Okay. They just got married this last fall, so not too long.
Right.
And they just bought their house.
Okay.
You know, and that's not uncommon. When you get married, you buy a house. Houses need stuff done to them.
Right. Unless you're buying new.
Even if you're buying new, there's shit like painting. There's shit like wiring, you know. Perfect example. Like, you were talking about your apartment before we started doing. You're talking about one of the apartments you're looking at. It's wired for cable, and it's probably got Ethernet in the walls.
I've got a patch panel in my storage closet.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm kind of excited about
my house. My house doesn't have cable on the top floor.
Right.
Okay. That's the kind of stuff that even new houses, they're maybe not going to have. You know, I don't know how many new houses are being built with Ethernet in the wall. Like, I would love that in a house.
Quite a few.
I'm sure. You know, we didn't look at any new construction, but you know what I'm saying.
I have a former boss that has a server closet in his house. Like,
see, I would totally do that.
That's
I would totally
much.
Do that.
I know you would, but I'm like, that's too much. I don't need to be that wired in.
Yeah. But in my dream of dreams, at some point, I'd love to have a server, and then we'd run Fancy Pants off of it.
It would be Casa de Pantalones.
It would be. But I don't know if we're quite at that level yet. But no. But I think that would totally work.
It would.
I'm going to add this to my genius idea list.
Yep, will never happen.
That's part of the list. Yeah. Stuff that will never happen.
Evan's brilliant ideas that will never come to fruition. Unless we get some sweet, sweet venture capital money.
You see, this is another thing that I've thought about before. And here is... And this is the last we'll talk about before we get back to the food. Because I've had people talk to me about venture capital. Venture capital. Not saying we want to give you money, but just saying, hey, how about you pursue venture capital? I mean, we're coming up here about 2.5 months, our third birthday as a network. You know, so we're getting up there. Episode 150 next week. We're going to be hitting 250 with Yags here fairly shortly.
Right.
So, I mean, we're pretty established. So now it's like, do you want to start getting venture capital? And I would love it if you could do venture capital that where you didn't transfer any ownership.
Right.
I basically want a grant, is what I want.
Right.
And no venture capitalist in their right mind would do that.
No, I can't say that.
Because I want this network to be me and the hosts. I don't want it to be me, the hosts, and this investment firm. Right. Even if it would mean... And this is, again, on that long list of things that... This is why I will not be successful.
You refuse to give up your stake in ownership.
I'm purposely handicapping myself because of scruples and principles.
Is that what that is?
No, that's what it is for me. It's like...
But 90% scruples and...
Anyway, but yeah, I've had a couple of people ask me about like venture capital and stuff like that, and that's been my thought. It's like, if they want to give me money, I'll certainly take it, which is why we have like the PayPal donation, and that's why we did the Kickstarter and shit like that. But I'm not transferring ownership to anyone, even in part. So, final verdict.
Final verdict. It was very cool. That was hot. Don't do what I just did.
It's generally a bad idea to lick the brown stuff.
Well, it was, and it's orange.
It's it's baby poop brown.
It's not baby poop brown. Come on. Everything looks very good, and I thought there was nothing I disliked. I like the portion size. There's a lot of places in town that will do these massive pieces. I'm
the
Nigiri.
The Nigiri. Yeah,
but I'm fine
with
whatever.
It's like a friggin' fillet on rice.
Exactly. And I'm cool with the maki sushi. Make it however you want.
Yeah.
That's more of a personal preference. More free form. But with the Nigiri, you want it. It's just a bite.
Yeah, you just want it to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe two,
and you just want to eat it and then be done with it. And this is the proper size for me.
Yeah.
I thought we got a good array of stuff. Everything was tasting fresh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I definitely... I really liked your yum yum roll. That might actually have been my favorite.
Yeah. I know.
And that's really surprising because I'm not a big proponent of Americanizing sushi. Like, I really like sashimi. And I really like, you know, the different types of...
I don't consider that Americanizing.
I wouldn't have cream cheese in it. I'm like... That to me, that
here's the weird thing about Japanese cooking that I've noticed. They put mayonnaise on pizza.
They do.
So, God knows. I mean, cream cheese might be.
But you understand my line of thinking.
You have a vision of what should be in a sushi.
Right.
In sushi.
Right. And to me, that's kind of a designer role. That's kind of a not a frou-frou role, but
yeah.
Kind of a free form.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not really sushi. It's not really an egg roll. It's something completely different. Taking all things aside, it was still the best thing on a plate.
I agree with you.
Now that's not taking anything away from the nigiri or the spider roll or the
spider roll is very good. I was not a big fan of the nigiri for reasons that I mentioned.
Right.
I like stuff, and to me, it was just a little too simple for me.
Okay. And I can respect that.
Yeah, and granted, I did not have... I only had the surf clam and the scallop, neither of which are very flavorful meats.
You did have the tobiko, though.
The tobiko, and texture aside, that was pretty good.
Yeah, that actually, if we were talking about favorite nigiri,
mm-hmm.
that was definitely my favorite out of all of them.
That wasn't a nigiri, though.
That is technically a nigiri.
Is it?
Yeah. It's always listed on the nigiri in the menu.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, continue your thought while I prove you're wrong.
Either way, I definitely thought we got a good array of stuff.
Well, they don't. It's just listed under sushi or sashimi, so
okay,
it doesn't.
All right. Well, I apologize.
See, to me, nigiri is rice with shit on top. Where the tabiki was a roll.
Right.
It was a specific roll. But, yeah. Again, arguing over semantics.
Love the eel on that. I would
yeah, the
come
eel
back
was...
and do just a plain unagi nigiri. You're thinking to yourself.
Oh no, I was waiting for you to finish.
No, I would definitely come back and just have the eel by itself.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was excellent.
You know, I've had eel by itself, and I think it's And again, you're gonna call blasphemy on this one. It's the bacon of sushis in that by itself there's not much there, but it complements a lot of things very well.
I'm retreating your man. You give me back your man card right now.
I love bacon.
I know you do, but you cannot call it condiment meat.
It is condiment meat.
It hurts my soul.
I know it does.
I hope you know that hurts my soul.
I know it does. That's fine.
Getting emotional.
That's fine.
Anyway, I thought it was very good. I like the ambiance. It's very chill, very relaxed in here. It was actually fairly easy to find if you kind of know the general direction that you're going.
Yeah.
The streets kind of lead to this. You know, if you're coming into Wayzata.
All roads lead to Sakana.
Well, if you think about like the main drags in Wayzata, it's easier to find.
Yeah. Or just keep going around the lake. You'll find it eventually.
That, and there's also a dock just up the road. So if you're out on Lake Minnetonka, it would be an excellent place to come for lunch someday.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know that they do outdoor dining in the summertime.
Can you fish in Lake Minnetonka?
Yes, you can. No, you can't. Bring in your own.
I was just thinking, just throw it up there and say, do what you can with this.
Some walleye sashimi.
I would love a walleye roll.
I would try it.
You'd have to do it like a tempura. Couldn't do it raw.
The problem is that the panfish we have around here are so bony. There's a significant amount of time that they're going
to
take.
It takes so much goddamn work to get it.
Exactly, and it's a mess. You know, scaling that shit.
That's why I don't think it would work as a nigiri.
No.
You'd almost have to pulp it up and...
I would do it maybe if they fried the walleye and did it in the same type of roll.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You're
doing something like that.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. So, all in all, I thought it was very good.
But yeah, you know, they've got tables here. They've also got the bar.
Yep.
So,
this is a size bar.
Yep.
They do have one TV. Do they
have
two?
No, they just got the one.
They got one TV.
Got college basketball on.
They actually have a second, what looks to be just kind of a walk-up bar. And they do have a sake
dispenser. A sake jerk, basically.
Exactly. Very good.
Very good. I think we're good.
Thank you.
Oh, you want some more water?
Yes, please.
Oh, I never had any more water. I will have some now.
Either way, very good. I like my sake, even though it was kind of a no-name. It was a compliment.
It was rail.
It's
rail sake.
Exactly.
Thanks. I don't even know if I'm using rail correctly in that context.
I think you might be. I think that there's... They just listed hot sake, and we ordered it off of
the happy hour
menu. So yeah, I agree with you on that. It was very good. I can't really say anything bad about it.
For me, you know, you're out in the burbs. Mm-hmm. I'm in the beating heart of civilization. And oh yes,
kind of more like the liver.
Well, it's northeast, so that makes sense. Anyway. I say this taking nothing away from this, but this is if I'm in the area,
really?
Thing. I don't know if I would drive all the way out here for this because there's so many other good sushi places.
There are
in between here and there, in between where I live and there.
Yeah. Except for the fact that you know, I think there's a lot of places in town that are.
You're talking in Minneapolis.
In Minneapolis,
yeah.
Well, St. Paul too.
Yeah.
Because.
St. Paul is a suburb to me.
Well, let's take Sakura, not Sakana where we're at, but Sakura in downtown St. Paul. A lot of people say that that's the best place to go get sushi. I think it's marginal at best. I think it doesn't even come in my top five places to go get sushi in town. So, for here, I think it makes the sushi very accessible.
Yeah.
And it is what it is, but I think it is a nice, it's a good class.
Yeah, no, like I said, I'm not taking anything away from this, and if I lived out here, this would be our more regular
place.
But you
never live out here?
I'm never going to live out here.
Yeah. Ever.
So.
Ever.
Well.
Never.
You never know.
No, I'm pretty sure. You move out here, I'll move to Canada.
You never know. If my dream comes true and I can work from home forever, then yeah, I could see myself moving out here.
Why would you move out? You love the city.
I do, but again, it all comes down. I live my life. I just go with it.
Right.
If someone wants to do something significantly enough,
like your significant other,
for example, then I don't have it. I live my life trying to have as few objections to things as possible.
I know you do.
So it's like, sure, let's move out to the perp. I don't care. With her, with Heather, I don't think she'd ever do it.
No. No, but, that's why I say you'll never move here.
But I'm just saying I am open to it. I don't care.
I would die if you moved out. Honestly, that could be the funniest thing.
Why?
Because
I grew up in the burbs.
You grew up in the burbs. You didn't grow up in this burb. You grew up in... If you moved to, like, Minnetonka, Wayzata, Excelsior, I'd be... That I'd understand with you. Excelsior is kind of like a north... It's kind of got a northeast flair to it, slightly.
Okay.
No, it kind of does.
Well, okay, what's so bad about Wayzata here? And we'll end the show on this.
It's a little snooty. It's a little cakey.
That may be.
Okay.
But my lovely bride,
right,
is from a town called Mequon, Wisconsin.
Okay.
Which is the Edina of Milwaukee.
Okay. But she's not living there.
True, but
she
I'm saying...
She would move back there. Would she ever move back there?
It's entirely possible.
Okay.
I'm just saying...
How badly do you want to live in Mequon, Wisconsin? That's a hotbed for culture right there, if I ever heard.
Hey, they got a synagogue. They got quite a bit of Jewish people there. I love looking at Jewish women.
We're not that culture.
No, but they're Orthodox. They're hardcore.
Dude, do some deli in town?
I think so. I don't know. I haven't.
When there's that many Jews, there's got to be a deli.
You'd think so, but I don't know.
Track that down.
Maybe next time I go down there.
Please do.
Yeah.
That would intrigue the hell out of me.
Yeah. I would ask because the future mother-in-law is coming up this weekend.
Please do ask.
Because here's the thing, and this is what we'll end up. No, Heather's the dress shopping starts on Saturday.
And boom goes the dynamite.
Which to me means day to myself.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
No, she doesn't want me there, so.
No, you shouldn't be there.
No.
But it now becomes stressful. It now becomes.
No, it's
like,
been stressful since day one.
No, we're going to 11 on this one.
No, I.
You've not begun the fight.
You know, here's.
You've not begun this process yet.
Again, my easygoing nature does not indicate to the outside world how stressful
this sucker's going
it is.
To 11. This is gonna be awesome.
I honestly don't think it.
Your life's gonna
I don't want to phrase it that it can't get any worse because that's not the case.
It can. I love seeing you suffer. I do.
I know you
it
do.
It really is one of my favorite pastimes.
I know you do. But to me, this does not add anything new that I'm not already dealing with.
Oh, it will. Oh, it will. And you'd be like, what the hell? He was right.
No,
he was completely right.
I have never conceded you being right about anything.
You will this time.
No. No. But no, I'm actually looking forward to a day off, like, all to myself. I'm pretty excited.
Okay.
So.
Well, good for you.
Yes.
So, final verdict, we like Sakana.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
I do, too.
You know, summertime, this place is great. Like I said, they got outdoor dining in the summer.
Oh, do they? Okay, yeah. Because, you can't tell from here.
Right, and it's actually a great place. There's sunsets across the street, and then there's also North Coast, which is about 5 or 6 doors down. Come here, you get a little appetizer sushi, and then you go to one of the other places and go and just go nuts. Because... Both places have excellent seafood and just excellent food just in general.
Mm-hmm.
They've got the oyster bar is just 5 doors down. If you want to go get a round of oysters.
Why would you want that?
Because oysters are God's gift to us.
For a tenth of the money, you can have a hobo sneeze in your mouth.
Really?
And it's the same exact effect.
Oh my God, dude. I love oysters.
I know. And, you know, you also like a hobo sneezing on you.
I do.
Yeah, you do.
I really do.
The Well-Fed Guide to Life is brought to you in part by hopchart.com for all of your beer cataloging needs. We welcome recommendations or comments or questions or here's a good question for you guys. We were talking about this in the car.
Ideas for show 150.
Ideas for show 150. Although if we get the guests that I'm thinking, that may dictate where we go. But so yes, possible special guest next week. Very cool. What was I saying? Here's a good question. We were actually thinking about this in the car. So CeeLo Green.
Yes.
Okay.
Please.
We were talking about this in the car. Okay. Love the guy. You know, great man. I want to be that man at some point.
Not black enough.
For some reason, no, not by a long shot. But for some reason, there's this mass delusion, and it's not just us. But there's mass delusion that he also has gone by CeeLo Brown. And I can't find any references to why people think that, but it's ubiquitous enough where something's there. So if you know the answer to that question, email us, wolfed@fancybeansgangsters.com. We'd appreciate that. There's the word I'm looking for. Twitter.com/wellfedguide. Facebook at facebook.com/wellfedguide2life. We're also on Foursquare. Very good, thank you.
Thank you very much.
We're also on Foursquare, Well Fed Guide. Search for us there as well. We thank you for all of your continued support. I'm enjoying Dave looking at the check and making sourpuss faces. But we'll get that all figured out later. So thank you guys very much for listening, and we'll see you next week.